It all starts in Paris in the mid-19th century, at the time of the Moulin Rouge and Toulouse-Lautrec, of the Bohemian artists and can-can dancers. Close to the Latin Quarter, next to the Charmant district of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, is the small neighborhood of Saint-Sulpice, which was the most important production center for religious objects and images of Christianity at that time. In one of those essential trips that any Catalan artist would make, two renowned artists from Olot, Marianne and Joaquim Vayreda, arrived in Paris. There, they discovered the religious industry of Saint-Sulpice and thought it would be a good idea to develop it in their city. Joseph Berger y Bosch, director of the drawing school in Olot, who was concerned about the career opportunities of his students, saw that this would be a fantastic initiative. And this is how, who knows if between glasses of absinthe, walks along the River Seine and gatherings in Montmartre, the Saints of Olot came to be. The secret is in the pulp. Making the saints is no simple task. Plaster cracks easily. Papier-mâché falls apart. Cardboard wood or wood pulp, also known as workshop pulp, was invested in Olot, a resistant material which makes it possible to make saints of any size with a reasonably fast and effective process. This wood pulp is nothing more than plaster, water, and a mixture of different animal-based and synthetic glues, but in specific proportions which vary depending on various factors, including the environment. There was a lot of controversy concerning this product. Fights for patents, long legal battles. The cardboard wood was the philosopher's stone of the Saints of Olot, and the key for a business project that revolutionized the city. However, authorization from the church was needed for everything. The clay figures, often rough around the edges and brittle, weren't given any ecclesiastical license to be venerated, because they did not display the majesty required by Christ's, virgins and saints for worship. In 1887, the cardboard wood they used received the Nihil Obstat from the Sacred Congregation of Rites. The images made with this material could be blessed.